Story of a rabbit and a tortoise.
係關於個烏龜同埋係兔賽跑嘅故事。
And I don't know what made this little tortoise so brave as to challenge the rabbit.
我唔知道有啲咩令到呢只烏龜咁大膽，能夠係同呢個係向呢個白兔嚟到挑戰。
As I remember the story, the two of them were bragging in the woods.
當我記得呢個故事係講到係烏龜同埋白兔喺喺森林入邊嚟到係係有個爭論。
And somehow the tortoise was willing to challenge the rabbit to a race.
咁結果咧，呢只烏龜咧就有膽嚟到向兔仔嚟到係向佢挑戰，話我哋不如賽跑睇邊個跑得快啦。
Now I don't know how he thought he could win.
我唔知道點解個烏龜覺得佢自己可以贏。
But some of you who know the story, he did win, didn't he?
但係如果你知道個故事嘅話，佢結果都係贏咗。
From what I remember, the rabbit took off very fast.
我記得嚇，只白兔咧好跑得好快。
Finished most of the race before the turtle even got 2 feet.
佢幾乎已經行完咗呢個路程啦，但烏龜只係行咗兩尺。
And since the rabbit was so fast and so early, and he was almost at the end, he decided to stop and take a nap.
因為呢只兔仔跑咁快，佢已經差唔多去到目的地啦。於是佢決定，佢不如喺嗰度係瞓一陣啦。
So he went to sleep.
於是佢瞓咗。
And he slept.
佢瞓著咗添。
And he kept sleeping.
佢繼續咁樣沉睡落去。
And slowly the turtle came along.
於是慢慢慢慢，只烏龜就已經係趕上佢。
One hour, 2 hours, 3 hours.
一個一個鐘頭繼續嘅過去。
And pretty soon he pulled up alongside of that rabbit.
好快佢就超過咗呢只兔仔。
And you know, turtles are very quiet, so he went right by the rabbit without waking him up.
大家知道啲烏龜好靜嘅，所以當佢經過係超越咗呢個兔仔嘅時候，只兔仔都唔知道添。
And lo and behold, that tortoise won the race.
所以結果嗰只烏龜就當然係贏咗呢個比賽啦。
All the time while the rabbit was sleeping.
因為喺大部分時間呢只白兔喺度瞓緊覺。
Now maybe that tortoise put something in the rabbit's water, made him sleep.
或者咧，呢只烏龜可能會擺咗啲藥落白兔嗰啲水，等佢飲咗之後瞓咗覺。
He must have had some sort of a secret.
佢一定有一個秘訣㗎。
He must have known maybe that this was the habit of the rabbit that eventually he would sleep.
或者他知道这个就是白兔他的一个习惯，他很喜欢睡觉。
But for some reason he was bold.
但是为了一些某些原因呢，他是非常之的是壮胆。
He had a secret.
因为他有一个秘诀。
You know, we need to be bold in our witnessing.
大家我们知道我们在我们是向人传福音方面同样是需要这个胆量。
And you know,In the Bible, we find many of God's great servants were not bold at the beginning.
在圣经当中，我们见到神很多是很伟大的仆人，他们在开始的时候，他们不是那么胆壮的。
When God called Moses, Moses said, "Send my brother."
当是神去呼召摩西的时候，摩西说你不如差遣我的兄弟啦。
He was afraid.
因为他是怕。
He made an excuse. He says, "I am not very good at speaking."
他有一個藉口，他說我講說話不是很流利。
But in the New Testament, it says that he was a good speaker.
但在新約的時候，我見到他是一個好的講員。
And not only was Moses afraid,
不單止摩西懼怕。
You read in the Bible how Jeremiah was afraid.
當我看聖經的時候，你都見到是耶利米同樣是存著一個畏懼的心。
And you remember in the New Testament how Peter was afraid to witness to a little servant girl.
你都見得到喺新約嘅時候，彼得同樣係懼怕向一個係仆女嚟到係講福音。
And how Timothy was afraid as a pastor.
咁提摩太做牧師，佢亦都係有一個膽怯嘅心。
And an older pastor, brother Paul, had to encourage him.
所以保羅就嚟到係勸勉佢。
You see, we can have the same secret as
a tortoise. 所以大家我哋知道，我哋同樣可以得著呢個烏龜嘅秘訣。
We can develop boldness.By developing our faith,
So we can have the faith of Moses.
The Bible says Moses did many great things.
聖經話摩西成就咗好多大事。
The Bible says at the end of his life there was nobody like him.
聖經話喺當摩西係年終嘅時候，係冇人係好似佢一樣。
Not before or afterwards.
係佢之前，係佢之後都冇一個咁樣嘅人。
But he started out afraid.
但他開始的時候，他是膽怯。
When Pharaoh said he was going to kill him, he left.
當法老說他要殺他的時候，他就立刻離開了。
So how did he develop that faith?
那他怎樣來到發展他這個信心呢？
Slowly but surely.
一步一步的,
just like the turtle winning that race.
正如好似嗰只烏龜贏咗賽跑一樣,
he did not stop.
他沒有停止到,
he did not become discouraged.
他沒有灰心到,
in Hebrews chapter 10,
在希伯來書第10章,
it says that if you do not throw away your confidence, in verse 35,
第10章第35節,
don't throw away your confidence, you have need of endurance.
他說,你們不可丟棄勇敢的心,存這樣的心必得大賞賜。
You see, if you will endure, you will become victorious.
當你是忍耐的時候,你就會是得勝的。That
is the promise.
這個就是神的應許。
Chapter 11,
第11章,
verse 33,
第33節,
by faith they conquered kingdoms.
他們因著信制服了敵國。
They were overcomers.
他是得勝者。
As they developed their faith,
当他们的信心是增长的时候呢,
it wasn't anything spectacular.
不是一些很伟大的事。
A lot of the people in this chapter, they died.
在这段圣经当中, 其中一个人物他是死了。
They never parted any red seas.
他们没有见到红海来分开。
They never made water come out of a rock.
他们没有激石洗水流出来。
But as they stayed in there and they endured in their faith, they became victorious.
但他继续持守着的信心, 结果他们就能够得胜。
Just like that turtle.
正如那只乌龟一样。
How are we to develop it then?
我们怎样来发展我们的信心呢?
How can we become like a Moses?
我们怎样来学习摩西呢?
Would you like to have God speak at the about you the way he spoke about Moses?
你想不想神是好像他被摩西的评价一样来称赞你呢?
In Deuteronomy 34, you don't need to turn to it, verses 10 to 12.
在申命记第34章第10至12节,
our brother's going to read it in the Chinese.
我是会用中文为大家读, 申命记第34章第10至12节, 以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的, 他是耶和华面对面所认识的, 耶和华打发他在埃及地, 向法老和他的一切臣仆, 并他的全地行各样神迹奇事, 又在以色列众人面前, 眼前显大能的手, 行一切大而可畏的事。
Oh, what a wonderful thing to have the Lord say about us, huh?
神如果能够照样来给我们评价的话, 实在是太奇妙了。
On the other hand, some people will waste their lives as Christians.
但相反来讲, 有些人, 他作为基督徒, 他浪费了他自己的一生。
They will be like the unfaithful servant,
他们好像一个不忠心的仆人一样,
who hides his talents in the ground.
他将他自己的, 天分来埋没。
If we never live for the Lord, that's what we become like.
如果我们不为主而活,
we may as well take our life and hide it into the ground. Lock yourself up,
是关起你自己,
and never let yourself out.
不要让你自己走出来,
and God will say to you, be gone.
神就说,
you should not have wasted your spiritual life.
你不应该浪费你自己属灵的生命。
God wants us to bring back something to him.
神是愿意我们为他带一些东西。
Moses did not start up until he was 80.
摩西是直到他80岁的时候,他才开始来做领袖。
Two-thirds of his life was gone.
他三分之二的生命已经是虚度了。
Yet God called him out.
但神是毕竟是呼召了他出来。
God used him.
神是使用他。
And if we will learn from Moses,
如果我们能够学习摩西的话,
we can develop faith.
我们同样可以发展这个信心。
We can develop boldness.
我们可以发展这个勇气。
We might even be able to witness to some people.
我们甚至有胆量来到同人传福音。
And then we might be able to see God bringing them to himself through our witnessing.
这样有一天我们会见到有人是藉着我们的见证是认识神。
What a joy.
实在一个何等大的喜乐。
What a thrill.
一个很大的兴奋。
Do you want to see that happen in your life?
你想不想见得到这件事在你生命当中发生呢?
Don't you want to harvest some souls for the Lord?
你愿不愿意为神来收割一些失丧的灵魂呢?
I believe you do.
我深信你是愿意的。
We have the same calling like Moses.
我们摩西一样是同一的呼召。
God said, deliver my people, Moses.
神说摩西你将我自己的子民要拯救出来。
Bring them out.
带佢哋离开埃及。
I will use you to save them.
我会使用你嚟到系拯救佢哋。
In the New Testament, we call that the Great Commission.
喺新约我哋话呢个就系大使命。
Go ye into all the world.
我哋系要去到系各地。
Bring the people out of the bondage of sin.
将各人系从呢个罪嘅束缚嘅当中拯救出嚟。
Through you, I will deliver my message.
藉住你，我系会将我嘅信息带俾佢哋知道。
A message of salvation.
一个系救恩嘅信息。
Of freedom.
一个系得自由嘅信息。
And I will bring them and build my kingdom.
我会系使用佢哋嚟到系建立我嘅国度。
A great people.
一个系伟大嘅子民。
Are we involved in doing this?
我哋系冇有冇喺呢件事上面有份呢？
Or are we still too timid?
或者我哋仍然系存住一个胆怯嘅心？
Because God has called each one of us through the Great Commission. Each one of us is to be directly involved.
因为神系呼召我哋每一个人都系做一个系成就呢个大使命。
We need to be able to say, I am doing this exact thing for the Lord in fulfilling His Great Commission today.
我们都要有这样的态度，我们要为神要做这样的事来到是成就神的愿望。
I am part of this group.
我是属于这个的小组。
That evangelizes.
这个小组是将福音带给我们。
I am witnessing through these means.
我是藉着这些方法来到向人传福音。
I am supporting
这个人。
We need to be involved.
我们需要你都是参与。
How are we going to develop that kind of faith where we'll have the boldness?
我们怎样来是发展这个信心和胆量呢？
First of all, we need to see faith's vision.
首先我们是能够得到异象见到这个信心。
This is not easy to do.
这个不是容易做的。
Chapter 11 verse 1 says, these are the things that we cannot see.
希伯来书第十一章第一节说，这样东西是我们见不到的。
Yet we're able to see them.
但我们是能够是实际上我们是能够看见。
As in verse 7, where Noah was able to see those things that had not yet come to pass.
因为在第七节我们看到浪啊，虽然是神指示他的事他未曾见到，但是他实际上因着信心他见到。
It says in this passage that Moses' parents looked at Moses when he was born.
在这个经文当中我们看到摩西的父母见得到摩西当他长大的时候。
And each time that this passage comes up, three times in the Bible, it says that Moses was very beautiful.
是三次的，在圣经提到说，摩西是非常之俊美。
Now I know every parent thinks their child is so beautiful.
我知道每个做父母都觉得他自己的仔女是特别漂亮的。
I remember when Chuck Choi's second daughter was born, and he says, she's even more beautiful than the first one.
我记得当是卓他第二个女出世的时候，他说第二个女比第一个女长得更加靓。
And he had the boldness to say it from the pulpit.
他甚至是有胆在这个讲台上面这样跟人讲。
But you know, the Greek word here says that it was really beautiful.
但是这个希腊的原文讲到这个俊美实在是非常之美丽。
Not just in the eyes of the parents.
不单是在父母的眼中是看为美丽。
And the parents saw this beauty.
这个父母当然是见得到仔女是美丽。
And they said, God is doing something special here.
于是他说神是在他身上面是有一件特别的使命。
And it says it gave them courage not to be afraid of the king's command.
于是他就说神给他是有一个的是信心是不怕法老王 的命令。
The king's command was to take the baby and throw it in the water.
这个王的命令就是要将一切的初生的婴儿是扔落水里。
And the mother and father said, we won't do it.
但爸爸妈妈说我不可以这样做。
Even if it means our life.
就算他拿去我们的生命我都 不会这样做。
And so they acted in courage.
于是他是大胆地去做。
They acted in boldness.
他们凭着他们的勇气来这样去做。
I think eventually Moses looked back at this day.
结果是我想是摩西曾经是回想这件事。
And it would give him courage.
是为了这件事是给他有很大的信心。
And so they hid him for 3 months.
于是他将他收藏了三个月时间。
And at the end of 3 months, when the baby's crying was too loud.
当三个月之后，这个 BB 是喊得很大声。
And we all know what that's like.
我知道是究竟有几大声呢。
They took the baby and they put her in a basket.
于是他将这个 BB 就摆在一个篮上面。
And let it float to the Pharaoh's daughter.
然后摆在河上边，又将佢系漂流去到法老嘅女儿。
And they said, "Let's see what God will do."
佢话不如我哋睇下神点样嚟到系帮助佢啦。
And they realized they had gotten away with it for 3 months.
佢哋喺三个月嘅当中都得唔到任何嘅音讯。
Let us see what else God will do.
佢话我哋不如睇下神可以点样做啦。
And what did God do? He brought him into Pharaoh's own house.
神怎样做呢？就是将这个 BB 来带到他自己的家庭里面。
Use Pharaoh's own money to train him and to teach him.
甚至係用法老佢自己嘅財力嚟到係教育佢，嚟到係訓練佢。
To develop him into a fine young man.
係教育佢成為一個係好嘅一個年輕人。
And I imagine as Moses looked back in his life.
所以當我係諗到摩西有一日係會回想翻佢以前嘅生命嘅時候
，He must realize he had been specially saved.
佢一定係會感覺到係特別係得到神嘅救恩。
And he may have begun to ask the question, "What for?"
佢或者會問自己點解咁樣咧
？He may have begun to ask the question, "Why me?"
佢或者會問到點解神揀選咗我咧
？And we get the idea that he really did think in this way.
我知道佢曾經亦都係咁樣諗過嘅。
In Acts chapter 7, verse 25.
喺《使徒行傳》第七章第二十五節。
When he killed the Egyptian who was mistreating the Israelite.
當佢係殺咗呢啲係欺負佢嘅欺負佢嘅同胞嘅呢啲埃及人嘅時候
，At this point he was already under the conviction that God would grant the Israelites deliverance through him。
喺嗰陣時，佢已經係得到呢個確據，就話神係要藉住佢嚟到係將以色列人拯救。
Somehow in the 3 years that the mother had Moses, she planted that seed。
所以係喺嗰三年嘅當中佢係將呢個種子係擺喺摩西嘅心入邊
，so that he would look back and he would say, "Why me?"
所以當佢係回想翻佢過去嘅時候，佢就會話：點解揀選咗我呢
？And what for?
點解呢
？I remember 12 years ago.
我記得十二年之前
，one of the most moving testimonies I ever heard.
我聽見一個係最感人嘅見證。
One of our young men stood up here.
我其中一個年輕人企到上台前
，and he had just received his acceptance to medical school.
佢啱啱係接受醫學院嘅申請
，and he thought about his family。
但佢亦都係非常之愛佢嘅家庭。
I think he thought about his father。
佢想念到佢嘅爸爸
，who was still in China。
佢一個喺中國大陸嘅爸爸。
He and another member of the family and the mother were here in the United States。
佢同埋媽媽同埋另外一個嘅家庭嘅成員住喺美國。
And he thought of all the blessings he was able to receive。
於是佢想念到喺美國佢所接受到種種嘅祝福
，all the good things he was able to enjoy，
所有佢能夠係享受到嘅祝福
，and now the opportunity to go to this great medical school，
然後又有一個機會嚟到係進入呢間咁好嘅醫學院
，and how the rest of his family was still back in China suffering，
但佢亦都係有一班嘅親人係喺大陸嚟到係同樣呢個時候係受到痛苦
，and as he started to think about this he started to cry，
當佢咁樣想念到佢嘅親人嘅時候，佢開始流淚。
He realized this was God's grace.
佢明白到呢个系神嘅恩典
And he was moved by it.
佢系深深系受到感动
And maybe in his mind he was asking, "Why me?"
或者喺佢脑海当中佢谂到点解拣选咗我咧
And what for?
为咗啲咩原因拣选我咧
And he determined that he would use his medical education for the Lord.
于是佢决心系使用佢呢一个嘅系医学嘅训练嚟到系为主工作
I'm proud to say he is doing that now.
我感謝神，係佢喺今日當中能夠係咁樣去做。
Many of you know him，
好多人都係認識佢。
Praise the Lord，
讚美主。
But he saw，
但佢見到。
He saw that there was a purpose in his being saved。
佢見得到神拯救佢一個特別嘅原因。
Being allowed to grow up in the United States，
係能夠係有機會喺美國長大。
Many of us have asked the same question。
好多人，我哋在座當中嘅或者都會曾經問過呢同樣嘅問題。
But we have not completely answered our question。
但我哋係冇係尋找到一個真正嘅答案。
We thank God for the blessing。
我哋為到我哋嘅祝福嚟感謝神。
But we fail to see God's purpose。
但我哋見唔到神嘅旨意喺我哋身上面。
What am I to do here for Him？
我今日點樣係為神嚟工作呢
？Why have I been allowed this privilege？
點解神俾我呢個特權呢
？And we don't see God's calling。
我哋見唔到神嘅呼召。
You might say, well。Pastor Herman has God's calling.
你或者话邓牧师当然佢有神嘅呼召啦。
Brother Dennis has God's calling.
龙主任有神嘅呼召。
Brother William has God's calling.
或者系刘牧师系有神嘅呼召。
All the staff people have God's calling.
所有嘅系牧师团都系有神嘅呼召。
But I don't have God's calling.
但我冇神嘅呼召。
But that's not true.
但呢个唔系真嘅。
Each and every one of us have God's calling.
我哋每个人都有神嘅呼召。
You see, there is a special calling.
因为神对每个人都有一个特别嘅呼召
，a special calling to a special work，
一个特别呼召叫我哋做一个特别嘅工作。
But there is a general calling，
但亦都有一个系普遍嘅呼召
，that goes out to every Christian，
系对于每一个人都系有份嘅。
Go ye，
佢话你哋每一个人
into all the world，
系去到外地
make disciples，
是使萬民作我的門徒。
And that is God's command to all of us.
這就是神給我們的命令。
This is His general calling that we are to fulfill.
這就是神給我們整體的命令。
We cannot escape it.
我們不能逃脫這個呼召。
We spend our lives filling other callings.
我們是窮我們終身的時間去尋找其他的呼召。
Fulfilling the wrong visions.
我们是为了一些错误的意象来浪费我们的时间。
At about the same time this young medical student gave his testimony, a young lady who was studying for her doctorate also gave her testimony.
当这个年轻人受到医学院的接纳成为学生的这个年轻人当他给这个见证的时候, 同样有另一个姊妹作一个类似的见证。
She also had been accepted into a great school.
他同样是被一间名校来接纳他。
And she studied hard. And each time she turned in her paper, her professor would give it back to her. Time after time, he would say to her, make these changes, do this. And as she looked at all the changes, she realized something. She realized that the professor was making her do his work.
Now,
I don't want you parents to become alarmed. That's standard practice in the universities. See, the job of the graduate student is to make the professor famous.
做一个研究生,
so that he might receive the glory. And she came to realize that. And she says, here he is, he's making me into his image.
她說,現在這樣的情況就是說,這個教授是使我來成為他的影子。
I'm working for him.
我為他來工作,
fulfilling his expectations.
幫助他來實現他的理想。
And she realized that she was conforming to his calling.
於是她明白到她其實是來追隨到
And that happens to many of us. Many husbands work hard in order to fulfill their wife's expectations. Many wives are doing the things that their husbands are doing only to fulfill their expectations. Don't we tend as parents to put too many expectations on our kids? We want them to study this. To become that. We say, don't get too involved in church. You believe until you're crazy. And we say, we give them our expectations. And sometimes it's not the parents, it's the children. And they try so hard to fulfill those expectations of the professor or the parent or of their friends. Saw some young people recently. And they were wearing, these were boys, and they were wearing their earrings. And I talked to the parents. Why are they wearing that? Well, because they want to be different from us. How are they being different? They're going to wear this earring. And all their friends wear this earring. They're still fulfilling an expectation of someone else. They're not free. They're not finding their own vision. We need to find God's vision. Faith's vision can be great. It can develop us into great boldness. Joseph had a dream, didn't he? And it helped him to endure through the prisons. Esther's uncle said to her, maybe it was for this that you were born, that you might save the Jews.
And
that gave her the courage to go to the king. At the age of 12, Christ had his vision.
在十二岁的时候，耶稣基督得到他的异象。
I must be at my father's house.
我一定要去到我父的家中。
And you have this vision.
于是他得到这个异象。
And it strengthens you.
是得到力量。
Do we have that vision?
我们有没有一个这样的异象呢？
Do we ask why me?
我们有没有问到为什么拣选我呢？
Why am I here?Why am I receiving all this teaching? All this training? All this support? What am I doing to fulfill the commission? How am I helping to build God's people? This is the beginning of our great faith. By seeing God's vision. And not only that, we must learn to gain or secure faith's values.
不单止是这样，同时我们都要学习来到是确知我们信心的价值。
It calls for throwing out the world's values and taking God's values.
我们要除去世界给我们的价值观，而是接纳神给我们的价值观。
It says that when Moses had grown up, in verse 24,
24节那时讲到话，摩西长大了。
See, this is not for your early stage of Christian growth.
不是说你是刚刚做基督徒初。
It is something we need to do when we are mature.
而是一啲当我哋系成长嘅时候，我哋系要继续去做嘅嘢。
Since he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
佢话不肯称为法老女儿之子。
He chose to endure the ill treatment with the people of God.
佢宁可和神嘅百姓同受苦害。
He was not afraid of the king's edict either.
佢亦都唔系惧怕埃及王嘅怒。
He preferred the reproach of Christ.
但他宁愿是看为基督受的凌辱。
Now he was giving up a lot.
他实在是牺牲了很多。
Many think he could have been the next Pharaoh.
可能想摩西有可能成为第二个的法老王。
Now the Egyptians, when they buried a Pharaoh, they buried enough to last for an eternity. That's how much gold they would put in there.
当埃及人来到是埋葬法老王的时候，他们将很多的金银珠宝和他们陪葬。
So when Moses gave this up, he was giving up a lot.
所以当摩西是这样放弃的时候，他实在放弃了很多。
And this is being a test for him.
这个实际上是神给他一个试验。
Remember when Jesus was called into the wilderness?
记不记得是耶稣是被引诱去到这个的旷野。
And Satan took him to a high place.
撒旦是带到他去到一个高处。
And he showed him all the fabulous riches of the world.
他将世界一切的荣耀来到给他看见。
He says, this is yours.
他说这个的荣耀是属于你的。
Christ says, no, I don't want it.
但基督说我不需要这些东西。
And likewise, he was tested.
所以同样基督是受到试探。
And this is the testing stage of our faith.
这个就是我们信心所受到的试探。
And it's necessary that we be tested.
我们实在需要接受这个试探。
How are we to endure in the process of this testing?
我们怎样能够忍受这个试验呢？
We need to look at things keeping in mind that we will live eternally.
我们要坚持我们的信心，因为我们知道我们会永远的活着。
You see in verse 25 where it says, he didn't want to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
在25节我们看到，他说他不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Now, a passing thing for him would have been his whole life.
对他来讲，他的生命是一个暂时的。
Many of us would say, if we can enjoy a whole life of pleasure, that would be good enough.
很多人说，如果我一生能够享福，那就已经太好了。
And some translations say this is a fleeting time.
有一些的翻译说，这个就是会离开我们的时间。
Very short, very fast.
是很短很快的时间。
Soon it's gone.
很快就会过去。
And yet it's a whole lifetime.
但实际上来讲，亦都系我哋一生嘅时间。
You can only be dissatisfied with a lifetime of pleasure by looking at eternity.
当你系仰望呢个永恒嘅时候，你唔可能系为到一生嘅快乐而感觉到满足嘅。
When you're young, you think that you have forever, don't you?
当你年轻嘅时候，你感觉到你实在有好多好多嘅时间。
My kids think each day lasts forever.
我的仔女觉得每一日都是好像永恒那么远。
Daddy, Mommy, what shall I do next?
他说 Daddy, Mommy, 我究竟应该做什么呢？
Not enough activities to fill the day.
实在太闷了，都没东西玩。
And then when you get older, time just seems to slip out of your hands.
但是当你是年纪大一点的时候，时间是好像火箭一样地离开了你。
Or when you're in a toothache, you have a toothache.
或者当你是牙痛的时候。
30 seconds can seem like forever.
30 秒钟的时间就好似永恒咁长。
You see, time changes.
大家见到时间系过去。
It becomes relative.
时间亦都系改变，成为一个系相对嘅。
Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 3.
请大家打开希伯来书第三章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
It says that sin will use this.
佢话十三章话。
Our experience of time, sin will use this.
3:13.
To deceive us.
来到去迷惑我们,
so that we lose our understanding of time.